Infectious diseases specialist Glenda Gray led a trial of the J&J AD26 vaccine at the height of South Africa's second wave of COVID-19. Those infections and deaths, which continue today, were driven by the highly infectious 501Y.V2 variant first identified in the country in December. Gray believes the AD26 jab suits South Africa because it only needs one dose to work and can be stored at normal fridge temperature.
The single-shot vaccine, irrespective of what region you are in the world, has protected against hospitalization and death. So yes, maybe this vaccine may not stop you getting the sniffles, but this vaccine will stop you from dying or from going to hospital. And I think that's a very good and powerful vaccine because that's going to help us keep our hospitals open and it's going to protect our healthcare workers.
The first batch will be injected into doctors, nurses, and other healthcare givers, even though it hasn't been approved yet by international medicine regulators such as the World Health Organization.
Although we know the vaccine works, you're in a kind of regulatory no man's land. One could always just wait for the vaccine to be registered, but that would be 12 weeks away.
Gray says it would be inhumane not to administer a jab that's scientifically proven to work against the variant simply because of red tape. Therefore, the health department will allow it to be given to healthcare workers on a trial basis.
That's what we would call a phase 3B study. And the 3B is how do you execute the rollout program. So it's much more about learning about how you roll it out rather than learning about whether it works or not.
Nevertheless, some in the healthcare sector are upset that they're expected to take an unapproved vaccine. Gray says they've nothing to worry about. But nursing unions remain adamant they won't allow their members to be used as guinea pigs.
What we are doing is that we're accelerating the timeline to give vaccines to healthcare workers because they need it before the next wave comes. This vaccine will protect them from dying and protect them from being hospitalized. I can't see how being protected from death and hospitalization is making you a guinea pig.
The state says it won't force anyone to be vaccinated, but Gray hopes healthcare givers will consider the benefits of the AD26 shot.
The data speaks for itself. My researchers who are working on this vaccine have asked me, Glenda, can we be first in line? Can we take the vaccine? Can we get it? And so if the researchers who worked on the vaccine want to be the first to take it, that is evidence that there's huge trust by the scientific community to take the vaccine because they've seen what it did. I want to be first in line to take the vaccine.
The government expects 500,000 J&J vaccines to arrive in South Africa by April and to have enough shots soon thereafter to inoculate 250,000 people in healthcare. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.